Hi, I'm Jackie Elmer, and I wanted to share a quick testimonial from some other very satisfied users of the Send Out Card system to create better referrals, better client retention, and just better goodwill in and around their business. Listen in as a CPA and her husband, who's an IT guy, they own several businesses, how they've used Send Out Cards to leverage their relationships and build a much more sustainable business and a lot more success. All right, let's listen in as Jennifer shares her story of success using the Send Out Cards tool.
And Jennifer Kendall, she is an incredible woman that I've had the amazing honor and opportunity to work with over the last couple years now. And she's actually a designated CPA and CGA. So she's got a lot of value to offer. Her and her husband, they own multiple businesses. I'll let her talk a little bit more about that. But she's also a manager within Send Out Cards because she sees the value of relationships and building relationships for her business. She also volunteers with several child charities, and she's also an ambassador for BNI. And BNI stands for Business Networking International, which is the largest networking organization in the entire world. So Jennifer Kendall, thank you so much for hopping on with us, and we'll looking forward to hearing a little bit more about how you're using Send Out Cards to leverage within your business.
Quickly, I just wanted to let everyone know how I got introduced to Send Out Cards. So about 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago, I declared it to my husband, who has, between the multiple companies, we have about 500 to 600 clients. I declared to him that I was canceling Christmas. There wasn't any ifs, ands, or buts about it. I had no time to do his Christmas card campaign, run around, get the gifts, get the staff to sign the cards, try and get the logistics to get the gifts delivered. I didn't have it. So I told him that Christmas was canceled. And he didn't like that idea. And I'm sure if you're all business owners, you know that Christmas is, you know, your customers expect to get thanked at Christmas. So my declaration was not a good one. So he said, listen, I met somebody, they do this card thing. I don't get it, but can you meet with them? And I said, sure. So I had an introduction to Send Out Cards, very similar to what you've just seen. And I went, wow. You mean I can create the card and somebody else is going to stuff it, stamp it, and deliver it for me? And I don't have to worry about making sure I have the right amount of cards or the right amount of gifts. And I can even pick and choose what gifts I send to the clients. So I wasn't locked into what I sent. I didn't have to pick a one size fits all. I could actually match the level of gift to the level of the client. And I was like, this is too good to be true. But it was good enough that I thought, I'll give it a try. So that year, I prepared the card, got my staff to sign a piece of paper, uploaded it as an image, and I had a card. It was that simple. I went, oh my gosh. And I matched gifts. And yes, it was a little bit on faith. I didn't know the quality of the product. But the year before, I had sent out chocolate that I couldn't even get the mice to eat. So I figure I really had nothing to lose. I couldn't do worse than I did the year before. So I matched gifts. I sent out, you know, a ton of cards and a ton of gifts and waited. And that was the first year through 5 years that we ever received thank yous. So 5 years of doing Christmas cards, we finally received phone calls, emails, and even drop-ins of people, thank you very much. And I went, okay, what's different? Besides the fact that, you know, the mice wanted to eat the gifts that I sent, I was like, what's different? And I really do believe it was one of two things. One, as Melissa showed you, you can put people's names inside the cards, which logistically I could never do before. So now a personalized card went to all of his clients. And then on top of that, the gifts weren't branded, which I was a little... Was I losing the opportunity to send, you know, a reminder of his companies? But at Christmas time, people don't need more stuff. They just need a thank you. And so sending some delicious brownies or nuts or cookies, it just said thanks for your business. And people just appreciated that. And I went, whoa, we have something bigger than just a Christmas card tool. That we now use this as, other than social media, it is our number one marketing tool. both, as you can see, staff appreciation. So if I click on staff appreciation, we actually send out an anniversary card and a birthday card to every one of our staff every year. We include treats because I don't know about your staff, but his staff like to eat. But the main thing we use it for is for keeping in contact with the clients. So I'm still working on 2017, so this is 2016's touch card. So what I like about this is that what Sean does is he puts his clients into these campaigns and then he forgets. So a client will get 5 cards throughout the year and Sean didn't have to think about when to send it or anything like that. It just said, you know, once they either become a brand new client, they go into a different campaign. But if they're an existing client, they go into a campaign like this and it goes out. And every time a card goes out, his phone rings. So he's not now chasing clients to keep in touch with them. They're keeping in touch with him. And some cards resonate differently with different people. So, you know, one card may make the lawyers call and another card will make, you know, someone else call. But the one card that we had a lot of fun with is the May the 4th card. And what was interesting and unique about this card is we did no advertising in it. It just really was picking up Sean's personality, his love for Star Wars, and he sent this out. And there wasn't a single client that did not call to say, wow. And it's to this, so this went out in May 2016, and it's still sitting on some people's desks. So the right card, a personalized card with no message of buy from me, can really make the difference. So what I have seen between our two companies is Sean's retention, client retention has gone up significantly. And he has been able to, I've watched the quality of his business change, and that's very hard to quantify. But to give you an example, a supplier wanted Sean to do business with them. And he, you know, met with them politely. Wasn't something he was really looking for, but at the end of it, he sent a "it was nice to meet you" card with a couple brownies. And they called him back and said, you know what? We need a referral partner. If this is how you treat us, how would you treat our clients? And so they gave him a try. And that referral led him to a new client, a repeat business client. They do business with him monthly now. And now Sean is their number one referral partner. So he goes to sales meetings with them. They offer one part of the service and Sean offers the other part. So he's now getting access not only to his clients, but all of his referral partners' clients. So it's changed his business significantly, both with retention and with new business, just by reaching out to suppliers and creating different relationships with them. My sales staff like this because customers get excited to talk to us now. I mean, when you see a card like that, you know, people want to answer the phone and say thank you. It's completely changed it, and to the point that I don't know why any business isn't using this tool. But one thing I do want to point out is when you look at these, you will see that none of them are about his business. They're all about the client or the referral partner or the supplier or the staff and just saying thank you or nice to work with you or something like that.
So again, it's Jackie Elmer, and I hope that gives you some ideas. It doesn't matter what your business is, whether you're in real estate, maybe a mortgage broker, insurance, car sales, network marketing, direct sales, party plan. It doesn't matter. When you can create a form of appreciating and acknowledging your clients, customers, team partners, and anyone who's directly related to your business or has the opportunity to give referrals to you, you're going to create a very solid business model. So please get back to the person who shared this and ask them to give you more details on getting started with the system.